Back by popular demand, we're playing a fun little game called the radio version of the New York Times game Connections.
Back by popular demand, indeed.
Yeah,
from Ben Davis.
We literally had people that were like, "Don't let it go."
Okay, all right.
Could have just been one, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say hi to Linda calling us from St. Matthews. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Linda, have you ever played this game before or were
Don't
ever heard
her.
Of it?
Don't ask her.
I'm just asking.
Never.
Okay. This is going to be great. It's going to be great. I wish you could see Ben's face right now. I wish. It's going to be great. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, my goodness. So this is a radio version of the wildly popular New York Times game, which goes in the same line. Linda, have you ever heard of Wordle?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, good. Yay. Have you ever played it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, all right,
so again...
I'm not sure if I believe you. I think she wants to tell you what you want to hear, but right, that's okay. You. Let's move on.
Anyways, it's along the same lines as that. We're going to give you four words. You're going to determine the connection between them. Linda's got brown hair, drives a Forte, is an ER tech, and is married.
Nice.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, yep. So let me give you an example for people playing at home and for you, Linda. If I said Shelbyville, Lexington, Bardstown, and Penile, you obviously would say?
Cities in Kentucky?
They're roads.
Yeah, roads in Kentucky. You'd obviously say roads in Kentucky. Obviously.
Yes. Okay.
All right, here we go. For real. Now, this is for good.
This is for points.
Moist. Rich, buttery, fluffy. What is the connection between those four words? Moist, okay. Rich, buttery, fluffy.
I got an answer if you don't.
Cake or biscuit.
You know what?
Yep,
I'm gonna go ahead and give that to you.
Yes.
Words to describe cake.
Cake.
Yes.
Yes.
See, Linda, you're great at this game.
Slaying the game already.
Listen, we're just one question in. I still got three more to go, right?
He's like, you got two more to go. Now?
Listen, all right, here we go. Next one. Cornhole. Spike ball. Horseshoes. Bocce ball. What's the connection?
Things you play with a beanbag?
I was going to say backyard games.
Outside backyard games. Yeah, sure. I'll give you guys a combined point on that one.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Two for two, Linda. See, you're doing great.
Great. Let's keep going.
Last one. Find the connection. Buck. Dough. Cheddar. Bacon.
Buck, dough, cheddar, and bacon.
Yeah. Buck, dough, cheddar, bacon.
And that's dough as in D-O-U-G-H, right?
Linda, you don't need to say anything!
I'm just saying, it matters, doesn't it?
Of course it does, but it's... Kelly, you're ruining...
Is it, like, different words for money?
Money, yes!
Know.
Yes! That's exactly what
okay.
it is!
Okay, well listen, if it was D-O-E...
For money.
That's different, right?
Well, yes, but that's part of the fun,
Kelly. Oh, sorry. Did I suck the fun out of it again?
Yes, you always are a fun sucker. Kelly the fun sucker. By the way, Ashley texts in and says, Ben, we do not say the M word. Oh, moist. We were talking moist.
Oh, yeah. I was already offended. I was offended and triggered at the top of this game because of that. Yes.
All right. Yes. Well, hey, Linda, congratulations. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. You know what? We're going to hook you up. You're a winner because, yes, you win in life and you win on this show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Welcome. Well, you know what? She was really good. She was great.
She was great. All right, there you go. That is Radio Connections. I'm going to put you on hold a quick sec, okay, Linda? We got to get a little bit more information from you, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Awesome. Oh, look, your game lives to another day.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It's a great game.
Thank you.